The state legislature could take another major step toward protecting personal privacy during next year's session as the House prepares to take up a Senate bill putting limits on the collection of what is called biometric identification data. APRN's David Donaldson reports.
Biometrics are an individual's unique features, such as fingerprints, retinal images, facial maps, or voice qualities. There are places where such information is essential. Law enforcement or driver's licenses or building security, for example. But Anchorage Democrat Bill Wilikowski says the line is crossed when private businesses collect that information and sell it.
We didn't want to see Alaska become a surveillance state. We didn't want to see a situation where private organizations could set cameras and start monitoring people and detecting who's walking around on the street. It just felt that was a gross invasion of people's privacy.
Wilikowski says he has a proactive bill, basically preventing people or companies from gathering biometric data without the individual's expressed permission. He says it would also keep private the data gathered for legitimate use, preventing it from being sold or shared. Wilikowski's concerns are based on what is currently going on in Alaska. Jason Jaimo was one exam away from becoming a certified public accountant in Alaska. When he went to take the test in Anchorage, he was prepared with a driver's license and a passport. The company administering the test, however, wanted his fingerprints. They said for identification purposes.
And so I asked the lady, how is fingerprints ID if I've never been fingerprinted? You know, and why is a passport not sufficient identification again? I mean, there is no answer to that question, really. I didn't want to be treated like a criminal, and clearly a passport's adequate identification to travel the whole world, so why would it not be enough to sit down and take a test?
Jaimo, now a co-chairman of Citizens for Privacy in Alaska, never took the test. He says he later found that the fingerprints of people who did take the test were sold to a national company, and when he approached that company, he found that the data could be bought. Users of biometric information say the data is essential. State Farm Insurance, for example, opposed the bill in the Senate this year, saying it's a tool for control of secure information and access. Jaimo says that's overblown. There would have been no way of identifying him by his fingerprints, since he's never been fingerprinted before. The bill will be on the table for consideration, first by the House Health and Social Services Committee during next year's session. Committee Chair Wes Keller has already signed on as a co-sponsor of a similar bill introduced in the House. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.